You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. It's great to have your company here on Camden Community Radio. This is Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. Adventures of Joseph is all about places I've been and seen in the week. And with me is my colleagues Freddie,
hello,
Violet,
hello,
and Beverly.
Hi.
It's great to have your company. And my adventure this week,
yes,
was on Wednesday.
Midweek.
The only adventure I had this week was on Wednesday. On Wednesday afternoon, I went out of my house and I went up to Tesco Metro in Halston to buy my £3 meal deal.
At it again, yes.
Which was a cheese chipotle sandwich.
Oh, mixing which, up this week.
Which contains a cheese and pickle sandwich,
mm-hmm,
a cheese and onion sandwich, and cheese and tomato.
Cheese.
Sandwich.
That's
a lot of cheese. Yeah.
And
cheese. Don't they have a healthier selection going in Tesco?
No.
Okay.
And then salt and vinegar crisps. I had salt and vinegar crisps with
best
it. Crisps. And also a bottle of Lucozade energy.
You needed all that energy for your next adventure,
yeah.
I bet.
So that was my meal deal, which cost £3. From Tesco Metro. Then after Tesco Metro, I walked all the way down to Roundwood Park,
mm-hmm,
in Wilston, just to sit there and to meet up with a mate of mine who is called Tom O'Reilly.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. What was happening at the park?
Just to be there, because it was quite of a nice day on Wednesday afternoon.
Sunny.
Mm-hmm. It was sunny. And I just thought to go there and meet up with him and to sit on a bench together and just basically chilling together and talking about my radio shows.
Yep.
And he talked about the work that he did.
So what happened next?
And this is where the real surprise comes in. When I was in Roundwood Park with a mate of mine, he gave me £65.
Oh my word!
He actually blessed me with £65.
Right.
That is a major blessing.
That is...
And how did that come about?
Yeah, was it for a particular reason? Have you done some, been doing some work for him?
No. The reason why he gave it to me, because of my befriending him, because I actually often go to his house just to befriend him, because he feels that nobody wants to be his friend.
So it was a way of saying thank you.
It's just a way of saying thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm.
For my spending time with him and befriending him.
It's the kind of friendship that I need.
Yeah. And after Roundwood Park, I got the 206 bus from outside Roundwood Park all the way to Queen's Park to go to the New Life Bible Presbyterian Church in Queen's Park for the midweek Bible study and prayer meeting in that church.
Yeah, okay.
What time was that? What time of day?
At 6:30 p.m.
Oh, right, so you've gone through the day. Wow.
Okay. Wednesday evening, it starts at 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
And it finishes at 8:50 p.m.
And then you still have that money burning a hole in your pocket.
Weighing you down,
you?
And you were like,
yes.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Is it too heavy to take all the way back?
I did.
What am I going to do?
I did. So I was at the New Life Bible Presbyterian Church for the midweek Bible study and prayer. And it was great to pray together around the pastor's table and to read from the Holy Bible. And it was John chapter 11, I remember hearing. And it was great to be there with other Christians there. And at 8:50 p.m., I continued my adventure. It didn't finish there. So at 8:50 p.m., I got the 187 bus from Queen's Park all the way to Park Royal Asda.
Oh.
I went to Asda in Park Royal.
And that shop, that's the shop that never shuts.
And that's the supermarket that's open 24 hours a day, Monday to Saturday.
So what happened at Asda?
In Asda, this is where I went mental. I went absolutely mental.
That's my favourite place.
I went mental.
To go mental.
Because I still had the £65 on me. And it wasn't Asda when I just went, I actually just lost it. I just lost it.
And what happened?
I actually bought, you'll be happy to hear this. I went about with my shopping basket.
Okay.
Like my late dad. I went about with my shopping basket like how my dad used to do that. And I bought a few CDs. I bought the CD called Nell. That's what I call Classic Soul compilation album.
Great album.
Which is a classic soul album.
Why did you buy that? What was the track on there that attracted you the most that you had to pick it up and buy it?
The track on there is I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yeah, okay. I can get with that.
Yes. And my second CD I bought was the latest album by Haim called Something to Tell You.
I haven't really listened to that yet. Yeah.
Well, I haven't listened to that either. I really like Haim, so good choice.
And what else I bought in Asta? I bought the latest Top Gear magazine.
Right. Yeah. Is that for your mum?
No, Men and Motors. the reason why I bought it was I wanted to make this Adventures of Joseph a bit like the old program called Men at Work with Nick Battle.
I don't know that show. Why? What's so great about it?
It's a Christian men's program that talk about men's issues, and they talk a lot about motors.
Okay, so
now we're going to talk about motors in the adventure.
So I bought the Top Gear magazine, the latest edition. Then I bought the Radio Times magazine.
Classic choice.
And then I bought, and also I bought the TV and Satellite magazine.
Right.
And the Total TV Guide.
Just in case there was. Just in case.
Had to corroborate the facts of one with the other.
And
three times.
Did you find any differences in those? Or?
Yes, there's a lot. There's a lot. Because the Radio Times is just plain. Mm. But the TV and Satellite and Total TV Guide are colourful magazines with more colour in it. Even though it's cheaper than the Radio Times, but it's still got more colour than the Radio Times. And also, by the way, I bought a thank you card. I actually bought a thank you card for my mum when I was in Asda, just to say thank you to her for being a very, very good mum to me. Because she's the lady who gave birth to me, of course.
Absolutely, gave you life, yes.
And
to be appreciated.
And that's what I bought. Lovely. And what else?
what else? How long were you in Asda
for? Did you have any of that £65 left?
I was in there for 90 minutes.
Whoa.
1 hour and a half on Wednesday. So, yeah, I bought those CDs and magazines and the thank you card. And then after I went on the 440 bus from Park Royal Asda all the way to Acton. And this is where I think Freddie will know. Freddie might know this place, because after Asda, I went to Acton by 440 bus, and I went inside the Heel Kebab takeaway to buy a large lamb doner kebab.
Right, treating yourself.
With all salad and mayonnaise and a can of Pepsi.
Oh, right.
What time of the day was that? How could you eat that? that must have been, what, 10, 11, 11 o'clock at night?
It was actually 11:40 at night.
Right. Okay, so you got your chops around a huge doner kebab.
How did you manage that when your hands were full?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that difficult?
I actually went to eat it inside
sensible.
The Springfield Gardens, in a really dark area.
Not sensible. I take it back. I thought you were going to say inside the takeaway.
No.
So how did you... In
the darkest corner of Springfield Gardens, yeah. Acton.
No, there was actually a few lights on. It wasn't completely dark. Low. L-O-L. Low. That's my low of the day. So it wasn't completely dark. That's just my little L-O-L. Amusing L-O-L.
So how
L-O-L.
Did you get home?
Well, there was actually the N266 bus from Acton all the way home. But when I was having my kebab, I had to... this is where the adventure comes in. When I was sitting in Springfield Gardens next to where all the lights are, having my kebab, I had to actually move from there because... a fox actually came up to me.
Again, you and foxes.
And it tried to take it.
This is the second attack by foxes.
It was slightly for your meal.
And it just kept. It just kept looking at me like some sort of demon.
It just wanted to share.
Like look at me with devil's eyes.
Fox. What did you say? Did you try and shoo it away?
No. I just said. All right, let me get up now and let me walk away slowly. And I just went to have my kebab on a bench next to the bus stop in Acton.
Yes, a good place.
Much more fun.
Right, so, and then home.
And then I got the N266 bus home, which was at 12:40 a.m. at night.
Great adventure.
That was a great adventure.
And that was my adventure for the sake. And now it's over to my colleagues. Beverly, what was your adventure this week?
Okay, so what was mine? I guess it has to be that I was in a performance on Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday is on in a performance. And it was fantastic.
What was the performance of?
Okay, so the play, the performance was called Missing, and it was based on a true story about a young woman who was found in Wood Green sitting outside a church, and she couldn't remember who she was, couldn't remember anything about herself, other than actually that she had two names, one was Carly and one was Sam. Mm. This information went onto Facebook, it went national, then, well, why are people trying to find out who she was? And over time, she was reunited with her family, but that took time. So when we looked at it, we were looking at identity, what it means to be me, and how others view us. Okay, so there were just lots of levels to it. So
that sounds great.
It really was. It's not the first time that I've performed in front of an audience, but it was the most relaxed, I think, that I've ever been, because I was in the process from the beginning right up until the end. And we built this team, we had the teamwork thing going on, and there was movement and song. It was a very special experience, actually, and I would say that was my adventure.
Yes. Yeah. So that was... That's right. That was Beverly's adventure for this week. And now it's over to Violet. Violet, what was your adventure this week?
My adventure this week was when I received an email at work from the BFI saying, we're doing a preview of Dunkirk. If you're under 25, come see if you can get a return for £3. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go down to the BFI. So I went down. There was a massive queue almost to the door. And I was like, I don't think this is going to work. But I asked one of the stewards how long people have been queuing for. They'd been there since 9:30 that morning.
Oh, wow.
It was now 7:30 and the movie was meant to start at 8:15. But I was like, okay, maybe I'll just see if I can get in. And so I queued for 45 minutes. About half an hour in, they were like, guys, we've got 7 returns. You're not all going to get in. We'll try and get you in, but it's not going to work. And the guy in front of me huffed and stormed off. And then, so another half an hour went by. The movie had, well, the start time had already gone. But at 20 past, I was at the front of the line, and they were like, okay, we've got one more ticket. So I got in, and the guy who'd stormed off in front of me should be really annoyed. So yeah, I saw the film, and it was really good.
Yeah.
So that was my adventure for this week.
Wow, yeah. So your adventure is really just that you got a ticket and some guy didn't.
Yeah, see, I was just really chuffed.
I understand that. I get that sort of pleasure as well. My adventure this week was the same as Beverly's, I guess, actually, but not that I was in the play, but I came and saw the play, and it was indeed excellent. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed that, and that was on Tuesday. The rest of the week's just been slogging away, just, you know, grinding it out. So no great trips like yours, Joseph.
No. And by the way, that's right. Well, that was great to share our adventures here at Camden Community Radio. And it's been great to have your company. And by the way, I must recommend that kebab shop to anybody. It's called Heel Kebab in Acton.
65 quid, aren't
you?
Trying to get a free kebab. And so that's where I went on Wednesday. Yeah. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and my colleagues, Freddie,
goodbye.
Beverly,
bye-bye.
And Violet,
bye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org